Can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Lunchtime Live
with Andrea Gilligan
on News Talk.
And this is Claire McKenna in for Andrea this afternoon. Now, it's that time of the week where we put your questions to our medic. You can keep them coming in to us, lunchtimelive at newstalk.com. And today we're joined by Frank McGrath, an audiologist and owner of tinnitusclinic.ie. Frank, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much indeed.
Is it potato, patata? Is it tinnitus? Am I saying it correctly?
Tinnitus is the normal pronunciation. The Americans generally say, or sometimes say tinnitus, but tinnitus.
Okay, and it's a constant ringing in the ears.
Yeah, it varies from person to person, and it would be a constant ringing. With some people, it's so severe that it disrupts their daily routine and is life-changing.
Yeah, but that is part of your work, but all kinds of hearing issues is the job of an audiologist.
Yes, absolutely. But I do specialise in tinnitus, and my clinic, I split it in two, so about half my day is spent with tinnitus patients.
Okay, fantastic. Well, let's go to the questions then. I have Mary on the line. Do you want to put your headphones on there so you can hear Mary, Frank?
Sure, you betcha.
Mary, you're very welcome to Lunchtime Live. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you, and thank you for taking my call. I have hearing aids for about 5 years now. I'm on my second lot, and I had to go back to my audiologist on Friday because there was a problem with them. They'd been sent for repair. Now, the reason, the question I'm asking is, the ones I had were little just tiny ones that just go inside the ear. There's nothing at the back of the ear. And on Friday, the audiologist I was with, I hadn't been with him before, said that they were not suitable for my type of hearing loss. It was high-frequency hearing loss. Now, there's no way I can have ones with a big, ugly thing behind the ear because my hair is so fine. I wear it tied back all the time and I wear earrings all the time. So I'm just wondering, would Frank be able to tell me, is it possible for me to get a hearing aid like that, that would be suitable for me?
Yeah, you'd have to be tested. But your audiologist probably gave you absolutely excellent advice. If you have just high-frequency hearing loss, that is almost certainly the cause of your tinnitus. If you have just high-frequency hearing loss, the hearing aids that go into your ear generally will block out the frequencies that you hear well. So because of that, they suggested that you go and get the one behind your ear with a tiny little loudspeaker fitting into your ear. That allows you to hear your low frequencies very, very well without having them occluded. It gives you much better balanced sound and a much better opportunity to manage your tinnitus. Now, obviously, you're concerned about the optics of it. That's perfectly understandable. There is a new hearing aid from a company called Oticon, which will possibly cover both sides of the spectrum. It is very, very expensive. But certainly, I would take your audiologist's advice, and if they say that a particular type of hearing aid is best suited to your particular type of hearing loss, they know their job very, very well.
Yeah, but you see, isn't it funny? Because I won't say the name of the company, but I've been with two other hearing audiologists there, and neither of them ever, from the first time I got my hearing aids, neither of them ever said that to me.
Well,
now, see, the problem with me, Frank, is I'm not having something behind my ear. End of story.
Okay. Okay. Mary, what's your final word to Mary there? Because I understand completely why this is difficult, but it may change over time and it may mean a
Absolutely.
Different hearing aid.
I would say that you should be fully informed, given every single option. All those options should be explained to you, the pros and cons. And if you go onto our website, tinnitusclinic.ie, and you want to get in touch with us, we can give you more detail if that helps.
Thanks, Mary. We wish you all the best. And it can be tricky for people to get used to wearing a hearing aid and it being seen. And I do understand that, but maybe it may take time. But there may be other options, and hopefully Mary can get sorted. Mel in Wicklow says, I've noticed that I'm having the TV at almost full volume. I really thought it was the TV that was a problem. That was the problem. I've also noticed that I can't hear as clearly as I used to. Do you think I'd benefit from hearing aids?
It sounds like you would. I'd say first port of call, make an appointment with an audiologist. If you go to the website ishaa.ie, the Irish Society of Hearing Aid Audiologists, you'll find right the way across the country lists of audiologists who will be delighted to help you. And they will explain precisely what's happening. You probably don't feel that you're missing out on much. But like the last lady who was on the phone, it's most likely a high frequency hearing loss that you have.
And if we leave hearing loss unchecked, it can lead to cognitive decline. It's very important, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beyond question now at this stage. There has been, there was debate in the past, but every single piece of research points to the fact that if you are not hearing as you should, that exercise, if you like, for your brain reduces the resilience of your neurological processing, and it will enormously increase a person's risk of short-term memory loss and dementia. Even a mild hearing loss over time will increase a person's risk threefold. A moderate to severe loss will increase a person's risk fivefold.
Yeah, and obviously you begin to sit back more in conversation, so it just ripples on. So do go and get checked. Lorraine in Leitrim says, I'm 13 and developed otocirrhosis in my 20s. I have tinnitus my whole life. I've had two successful, there's lots of words in here for me from Lorraine, stapendectomy.
Stapendectomy
procedure, which not only recovered my hearing, I haven't experienced any tinnitus since. So what is that procedure?
Yeah, she's ticked a whole load of boxes there. First of all, tinnitus is there because there's damage to the hearing. The auditory system is not getting the level of signal that it needs. What that young lady suffered is that the bones in her middle ear, they calcified, they kind of fused together, and that reduced the amount of sound that the brain was picking up from the ear. So stapendectomy is a fantastic operation where they take out those tiny little bones and replace it with a little Teflon, if you like, fake bone, able to connect it up again. So it restores the ability of the outer ear to deliver a signal to the inner ear and therefore to the brain. So, you know, the brain is happy, it's got a good, strong signal, and tinnitus goes away.
Wow, that's amazing.
A lot of the questions that are coming up, I have a book coming out, a booklet coming out very soon, written, co-authored with Dr. Keith Darrow from Harvard, a neuroscientist from Harvard. If you leave in your message, we'll be sending out free booklet versions of those in July. It covers a lot of questions that people will have.
Brilliant. Where can they find that? Is it your website?
Tinnitusclinic.ie, or if you want to leave a message here, and we'll if you pass on the details, we'll get in touch. So it will be, the booklet version will be out in July.
Brilliant. A texter says, what age do you have to be to get earwax removed? My 3-year-old has a lot of earwax. The doctor wasn't able to see the eardrum the last time.
Yeah, there are specialist paediatric audiologists. Unfortunately, they're in very short supply. So typically, up to the age of 16 would be considered a child as far as wax removal is concerned. So you'd need a paediatric audiologist to do that job. So I'd say if you have issues, get a referral from your GP, and the Eye and Ear Hospital in Dublin is fantastic. If you have difficulty getting an appointment anywhere else, just get in line, get with a letter from your GP and be referred there. They're fantastic.
Fabulous. We're down to our last minute, so let's see what we can squeeze in. I can hear a swishing in my ear when I lie down. What causes that?
That's tinnitus. If it's a noise in your head that is not connected with the outside world, that's tinnitus. It's an early sign of damage to your auditory system. It's as well off to get that assessed as soon as possible. and just put a tick mark for something that might need to be checked roughly every 18 months or so.
Okay, because people think it's a ringing in the ear constantly, but if it's only when you lie down at night that you become aware of it, that could just be the start of it.
Yeah, the occasional tinnitus. Most people have it. You know, you've been to a gig, you come home, it's ringing for a day or two. But if it's happening on a regular basis, you lie down and every night you see that, you seem to hear this, it's time to get that checked out.
Okay, and again, it's tinnitus.ie, is that right?
Tinnitusclinic.ie,
so people can find out more. Sinead. Frank, it seems there was more questions than we had time for, so you'll have to come back again. That's Frank McGrath there, audiologist and owner of tinnitusclinic.ie. Thank you very, very much.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.